This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have begun their highly anticipated summit in Geneva, the Swiss capital chosen as a location for the summit for its history of political neutrality. Both have said they hope their talks in a stately lakeside Geneva villa can lead to more stable and predictable relations. But officials and media alike have been warning, do not get your hopes up for any breakthroughs. A point apparently not registering with Beatrice Finn, an executive director of International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. She is also in Geneva.
I think we need to have moderate expectations of the meeting itself, but hopefully this will set up a process where they can hand over to diplomats to actually start negotiating reductions of nuclear weapons. The US and Russia committed to this in 2010 to follow up the New START with new reduction and new agreements. And this is the moment where we need to implement that.
One possible outcome from the summit is the reversal of the recall of each country's ambassador. U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan and Russian Ambassador Anatoly Antonov returned home earlier this year amid worsening U.S. relations. New emails released Tuesday show former President Donald Trump and his allies pressured the Justice Department to investigate unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election in the last few weeks in office. It happened despite the fact that his own former attorney general had said there was no evidence of widespread fraud, according to emails released Tuesday by the House Oversight Committee. Colleen Long is covering the story for Associated Press.
Those emails show just how forward Trump and his allies were in trying to get the Justice Department on board with their false claims of election fraud.
Homeland Security and Justice Departments have repeatedly